This podcast is brought to you by Omaha Steaks, all-American steaks and savings with code word Howie. Go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie in the search bar. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you were to grade Joe Biden's abilities to keep his promises of opening schools, Joe Biden's report card, he deserves an F.
Why? Why did you fail?
It's too obvious.
They make really bad decisions.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This is an incredible honor, and it's amazing. Indian of descent Americans are taking over the country.
Were you dropped on your head as a toddler?
Could be.
Thank you, thank you. And as for our friend from Wisconsin, I hope he enjoyed his Thursday evening.
I slept like a freaking baby last night.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We've seen this movie before. When prevention measures like mask mandates are rolled back, cases go up.
They're trying to concoct and manufacture a narrative, but they don't have the facts to back it up.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We were talking during the break. So much of news is fake, and you just don't want to even, like, listen to it when you see it on TV. You see it in the newspaper, you just turn the page, or you hit the refresh button. You know, I mean, the Capitol riots, there's just the latest example. It's just all a Democrat scam. The Capitol riots, COVID, a scam. They're announcing today. They see the new person at CDC. They're saying again, you can't get rid of the masks. You can't get rid of the masks. Cut 30.
I know the idea of relaxing mask wearing and getting back to everyday activities is appealing, but we're not there yet. And we have seen this movie before when prevention measures like mask mandates
Groundhog
Day. Back, cases go up.
Oh, you mean like in Tampa after the Super Bowl? Remember that? That was a super spreader event. Those fans were not wearing masks. Tom Brady and the Bucks weren't wearing masks. That's going to be terrible there. Never mind. Another scam news story. Climate change, okay? Just most of the news now is scams. 844-500-4242. I want to read you just a couple of things here before we go on to our next topic, which is the border crisis. I just read you some news that's not scams. Turner Classic Movies is, I used to watch that all the time until I discovered YouTube had all the old movies and Netflix, and there's no need to watch Turner Classic Movies anymore. It's like watching local news. It's just not necessary. But so they're having a lot of problems because they got all these old movies, and now they've been declared politically incorrect. So they're having a new series this month that's called Reframed: Classic Films in the Rearview Mirror. And these are films that are now problematic, as they say. So, you know some of them, like Gone with the Wind or The Searchers, The Jazz Singer. You can understand some of these movies. But here's one of the movies that's in this group, Psycho. Anyone want to guess why Psycho is now politically incorrect? They're not going to cut the movie, but they say they just have to have a discussion about it. Here's one of the hosts of Turner Classic Movies. Psycho. You know what Psycho is about. The guy, Norman Bates, Anthony Perkins, dresses up as his mother and kills people. You know what that makes him? That makes him a trans. I think this is the host of TCM. I think the trans community is often left out of conversations like this, and it's just looking at it through, again, a different modern lens of what does it mean to have a villain who dresses up like his mother, as Anthony Perkins did in Psycho. And if they mention the word transsexual in the film, which is, of course, a very outdated term now, they talk about it being a mental illness. He killed people after he dressed up as a... What was the woman's name he killed in the shower? So Anthony Perkins is Norman Bates is a normal person now. He's discriminated against. He should be eligible for affirmative action and Small Business Administration loans as a member of an oppressed minority. If only he could have gotten help from the federal government, the Bates Motel could have survived. Okay, how about this one that's on the newly proscribed list? Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. That was a Best Picture Oscar nominee. It's a musical. I don't watch musicals, but this one was Technicolor. They got this picture of there's one scene. It's a really, even if you don't like musicals, it's kind of cool to watch. They're building a house for everybody. And it's really, really well choreographed, even if you hate musicals. So here's the issue there. The choreography is athletic and impressive. That's what I was just telling you about. And then you have, you know, the whole issue of the brothers kidnapping the wives. It's a musical! Seven brothers never kidnapped seven women, okay? And so it does kind of speak to this idea of male dominance as being a romantic idea and consent and all of those issues. Oh, when you watch it with a modern eye, you see certain things and certain reasons why it is problematic and why some people don't enjoy watching it at all. We're just trying to grapple with the gray area. Oh, okay. So Psycho and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers are now on their way out. Dr. Seuss thought it couldn't happen to him. But I would say if you get a chance to see Psycho and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers this month, take that opportunity. All right, 844-500-4242. Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of the New Jersey legislature. Senator Sandra Cunningham has been charged with DWI after sideswiping two parked cars near her New Jersey home. She is the deputy majority leader in the New Jersey legislature. She's from Hudson. And she was charged with driving while intoxicated after hitting two parked cars near her Jersey City home. Jersey City. This was at 9:30 in the morning. 9:30 in the morning, driving while intoxicated. I was coming down the street when I was about to make a turn and instead turned into a snowbank. In November 2005, she pleaded guilty to driving a vehicle under the influence of drugs or alcohol and paid a $708 fine. That day she blew a .18, which is a little over twice the legal limit in the Garden State and everywhere else. You know who picked her up at the jail? This is gonna crack you up. Jim McGreevy, remember him, the former governor? I am a gay American. He brought in the gay guy from Israel and made him his top aide because he had a crush on him. Remember that? It was kind of like a gay. He was kind of like a gay Cuomo, you might say. He was ahead of his time, but now he's working as the lawyer for this drunk state senator from Jersey City. In a related development, Try not to let what I'm about to tell you destroy your faith in the integrity of Zoom meetings around the nation, but especially in New England. Remember we were talking earlier this week about the teacher who came on and she was going, "Han," and she forgot the superintendent's name and she said "regrain" for "regain." And then she started smoking a cigarette and blowing smoke rings while she was sucking down some Chardonnay or white wine of some kind. Well, we have an update. Not an update, but we have a second story. A Woonsocket, Rhode Island city council clerk is facing questions after she was seen drinking beer, a Corona, by the way, during a city council meeting held over Zoom. And the crazy thing about this one was she's got the bottle. She can't just pour it into like a red Solo cup so no one can see or be sure what she's drinking. She's got the Corona bottle, which of course is instantly recognizable. And she's tilting it up during the meeting and just sucking it down. This was Wednesday. She got an early start on the weekend. The video is on YouTube. Woonsocket City Clerk Christina Harmon Duarte acknowledged the incident, apologized, and called it a slight mishap. She meant to have a Modelo, and she opened the Corona by mistake. She had never done such a thing before the pandemic. It's the pandemic's fault. Everybody knows that. Everything is the pandemic, and that, of course, is Orange Man Bad's fault. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. Janet Lee was the one who was murdered by Norman Bates in Psycho, but he was just a normal guy. You know, it's so problematic to make a trans out to be a serial killer murderer sicko. I can see. I'm surprised they're even showing it one more time on Turner Classic Movies. Have you ever wondered what makes Omaha Steaks so darned good? It's the aging process. Omaha Steaks ages their steaks at least 21 days because that's the sweet spot. It's where the magic happens. You can try these mouthwatering steaks in the Butcher's Bestsellers Grill Pack. It includes four of their iconic and fork-tender Butcher's Cut filet mignons, four ultra-juicy burgers, four savory pork chops, chicken breasts, potatoes, desserts, and so much more. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter code Howie into the search bar for a special price on this Butcher's Bestsellers package. If you do that, you'll get four more chicken breasts and four more of these delicious burgers for free. These are a great buy. You get a ton of meat and other products, including the apple caramel tartlets and the potatoes and seasonings for all of your meats and your poultry. It's and you get all this extra stuff for free if you just enter Howie in the search bar. It's fantastic stuff. I took out two more filet mignons and two more burgers for the weekend for me and the mail manager. It's mailroom manager. It's really, really great stuff. Omaha Steaks. It's the best beef you'll ever have. And you know, again, you don't have to go to the store. No Karens, no masks, no one-way aisles. Everything delivered to your door. Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com, type keyword Howie in the search bar, and order the Butcher's Bestseller Pack today. Don't forget, you'll get the four free chicken breasts and the four burgers if you just type keyword Howie into the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
He regret it to his dying day. If ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
774 asks, where does everything free in America come from? I've been wondering that for a while now, so I figured I'd ask.
Everything free in America.
West Side Story. It's about Puerto Ricans moving to New York in the 50s and starting gangs and fighting with the local Irish on the West Side, Hell's Kitchen area. And the Puerto Ricans are happy that they've come to America because everything free in America. It's a classic.
So enjoy it now.
Yeah, enjoy it now, because now that I think about it, that song alone isn't probably enough to get it thrown off of Turner Classic Movies. Enjoy it while you can. Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Stop the trips to the supermarket and get high-quality meats from Omaha Steaks. To order and save $10, go to omahasteaks.com and put in code word Howie on the search bar. And as I said, it's a great product, and it saves you one of those headache-producing trips to the supermarket, and you can get free stuff. Just type in Howie on the search bar. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Joe Biden have a one-on-one press conference by the end of March?
No.
93% of the audience says no.
I'm not sure he's going to have one his entire presidency, which, you know, could be over, you know, probably
also
within
could be the
two
end
or
of
three
March.
Weeks. Yeah, it could be. Joe, beware the Ides of March, as Julius Caesar was told. I don't think you're going to get it. I don't think you're going to get stabbed in the Senate, but I think you just the modern version of stabbing by Brutus is the 25th Amendment, Joe. Watch out. 844-500-4242. Lori, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi, Howie. I'm just wondering why no one is fighting back against this Dr. Seuss, all these books that are being banned, all these movies that are now being thrown off the shelf. Why aren't we fighting back? Why are we just buckling under to these
people? How do you suggest we fight, Lori? I mean, you know, at first they took they stopped printing these six Dr. Seuss books, and then they sold out on all the used book sites, and now you can't even buy them on eBay. So what I mean, how do you fight back against that?
I don't know. This is why I'm coming to you. I don't know. It's just not okay that somebody decides, oh, it offended me,
right?
And people are buckling under. Nobody is saying, hey, wait a minute, it doesn't offend me. I'm a teacher.
We use
Dr. Seuss.
I agree too. Remember when Melania Trump, I think in 2017, sent a bunch of Dr. Seuss books to a library in a school library in Cambridge, and the woman sent them back. She hated the Trump. She hated Dr. Seuss, and all these teachers, like you said, well, we'll be glad to take the books. I mean, I love Dr. Seuss. Those were the best kid books there were. I think they are the best kid books there are. And the earlier ones, some of the ones they're getting rid of, like McGilligan's Pool, to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, those are some of the best books that he wrote, aren't they?
Mulberry Street is my favorite book.
Yeah, mine's McGilligan's Pool.
Now.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. It's just... I don't know. And you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to get it on the black market or not. I assume at some point you are, but they can sue. It's not like these things that are in the public domain, like, for instance, Amos and Andy, which is, you know, you can't see that on TV anymore, but you can still get the videos here and there. I don't know what you do about Dr. Seuss. I wish I knew the answer, Lori. 844-500-4242. And think about Psycho. Is one of the great horror movies ever made, is it not? I mean, it's certainly one of Alfred Hitchcock's greatest films. And it looks to me like it's teetering on the verge of being eliminated. That's why it's on this list of movies for Turner Classic Movies. It's kind of like The Long Goodbye. Adler, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Adler.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome. So I got a quick question. Do we live in a pandemic or don't we live in a pandemic? Because according to Joe Biden, illegals can come to this country, whether they tested positive for COVID or not, but while the rest of us have to suck up.
We will, as long as the Democrats think the pandemic is a political use, we will live in the world of a pandemic. So, and apparently they still think it's useful politically to keep us locked down. It's easier to keep a fearful population under control. If you're
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, I was just saying that the pandemic, so-called, would continue as long as it was a political utility to the Democrats. The lead story on the New York Post website right now, Dr. Fauci warns of COVID-19 spike in coming weeks, even with more vaccine doses. In other words, it will never end. This is just too much fun for all these people. They love this. Again, they like half the population terrified. All their feeble-minded Biden voters, their Karens, their local news watchers, their Boston Globe readers, they're terrified it out of their wits. And so so it will remain. 844-500-4242. I guess a lot of people haven't gotten this memo, though, some of the governors. Maine Governor Janet Mills today announced that those traveling to the state from Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island can visit without quarantining or producing a negative COVID-19 test, effective immediately. The move comes in the run-up to summer, a season she called a crucial time of the year for so many businesses and for our state's economy as a whole. So then you also have Massachusetts has stopped the quarantines on three states. I mean, it's kind of a crazy quilt of states, Missouri, Oregon, and Washington. But it's a start. I wonder if Charlie Parker is going to have to take a negative test. By the way, when Charlie Parker has to take a negative test to go back to work when he comes up back to Florida, does his son have to take a test to show that he hasn't groped anyone on a plane before he can go back to work? I'm just asking the question. 844-500-4242. President Trump issued a statement today about the chaotic disaster that's unfolding down on the southern border. Our border is now totally out. This was about 2 hours ago. He sent this out 3 hours ago. Our border is now totally out of control thanks to the disastrous leadership of Joe Biden. Our great Border Patrol and ICE agents have been disrespected, demeaned, and mocked by the Biden administration. A mass incursion into the country by people who should not be here is happening on an hourly basis, getting worse by the minute. This is President Trump. Many have criminal records and many others have and are spreading COVID. You saw those pictures of those illegals, would-be illegals. They're all wearing the same T-shirts, very well-produced, professionally done T-shirts saying, "Biden, please let us in, exclamation point. When I left office, Trump said, we had achieved the most secure border in our country's history. Illegal immigrants from every corner of the earth will descend upon our borders and never be returned. The Remain in Mexico policy was incredible. That kept people who were applying for so-called asylum, which made them eligible for welfare for 5 years, was immediately abandoned by Biden, probably because it worked so well. Likewise, our Safe Third agreements in Central America were extraordinarily successful. That way, if you were claiming that you were fleeing persecution, you had to flee persecution under international law, which means you got to go to the next country. You didn't get to pick the one with the biggest social welfare benefits, the country that was going to, give you a free ride for the rest of your life, which is what they're coming to the U.S. for, obviously. So this is what's happened since January. There are an average now of 321 minors arriving daily, all of whom are going to become wards of the state. 321. In the first week of January, 47 arrived when Trump was still president. Now it's 321 a day. That works out to, 2,200 a week as opposed to 47 a week. That's a lot of extra work every American citizen's going to have to do to pay for all these people and all of their nice goodies and their free apartments and their free medical care and their ESL training, et cetera, et cetera. The report also said, this is a new report, said an average of 174 children were released daily from HHS custody, Health and Human Services, for the week ending March 1st. That's an increase from the weekly average of 90 in late January. That's after Biden became president. 844-500-4242. This is what Trump said last week at the CPAC convention in Orlando. They're coming here because of promises and foolish words. Perhaps, worst of all, Joe Biden's decision to cancel border security has single-handedly launched a youth migrant crisis that is enriching child smugglers, vicious criminal cartels, and some of the most evil people on the planet. But of course, the cages of the Trump years are now rapid processing centers, they call them, rapid processing centers. And the Washington Post said that they are going to turn the detention centers, formerly cages, into, quote, Ellis Island-style rapid processing hubs. The difference being that Ellis Island, back in the more than 100 years ago, was set up to process immigrants so that it could be determined if they were going to spread infectious diseases into the United States, if they were going, if they were judged to have typhoid, smallpox, whatever. They weren't allowed into the country. In this Ellis Island style rapid processing hub, if you have COVID, you'll just be put on a bus and sent up to some other state. They're not stopping anybody from coming in because they have infectious diseases. They don't care. The Biden administration is letting them go. And again, if you doubt my word, it's on NBC News. Could you find a more left-wing newscast than NBC? They're saying this is going on. The governor of Texas is saying this is going on. They released 108 illegals in one town that were tested positive for COVID-19. Now, you have to – if you come back into Boston to Logan Airport and you don't have the negative COVID test from 3 days earlier, you have to quarantine for 10 days. If you're just coming across the border illegally to go on welfare up here, you don't have to test illegally. You just get your bus ticket to wherever you want to go and go into the welfare office, do whatever you got to do to just get set up for life. Compliments of T.O. Sam, Uncle Sam. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
How are you doing? About the Dr. Seuss books?
Yes.
You can't get them on Amazon, but you can still get Mein Kampf on Amazon.
I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
It doesn't make any sense, but none of this does.
Yeah, I know. I don't necessarily think Mein Kampf should be censored. I mean, let the First Amendment, you know, as long as it's not kiddie porn, let them do what they want to do. But why if you're letting Mein Kampf go through it, Adolf Hitler's Bible, his playbook? Why are you letting McGilligot's Pool or If I Ran the Zoo be taken off? It doesn't make any sense at all. 844-500-4242. I saw some more audio today from Obama in 2015 at the White House, and he said everything you need to know is in Dr. Seuss. But that was then, and this is now. He used to be against gay marriage too, you know. He never gets called out on being a flip-flopper. He evolves. He evolves. Whatever's necessary, he evolves. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Thanks very much for having me on. Hey, just quick story for you, Howie. My wife and I own a house down there in Florida right up the street from you and Stuart.
Yes.
And the nightmare that people are having around here to get shots?
Yes.
So she got to our house last Friday, putted around for the weekend. On Monday, she was driving down the road and saw a sign, and her friend, they were going to lunch, and her friend said, "Hey, Pat, call that number right there to get your shot." So she made one phone call. On Monday, it was around 10 in the morning, and she had her shot yesterday. 72 hours, had a shot, one phone call. So I heard that Governor Faker is down there somewhere in
yes.
Florida. Maybe
he is.
Stop by up the road and see Governor DeSantis. And DeSantis can give him a little seminar on how to run a vaccine program.
I know. DeSantis has decentralized the whole thing. That's the difference. I mean, Charlie Parker is a big statist. Wants to control everything, micromanage it, and he has no clue what he's doing. He's an idiot, obviously, because the thing is a disaster. And so they're going after Ron DeSantis. They hate Ron DeSantis. The local newspapers down here, which John certainly knows, the Miami Herald, another shadow of its former self, is is going after him, saying that he gave all this he gave all these vaccinations to this gated community in Key West where they gave him a lot of money, and it's all BS, and because he gave the vaccines to the counties or to the health groups, and it was up to them to decide where they were going to do it. So they have these they're called senior pop up vaccination centers, and there's 15 of them. And so they say, he's giving it to his rich contributors. Well, 9 of the senior vaccination pop-up centers are in Broward and Palm Beach counties, which are not exactly Republican strongholds. So the Miami Herald comes out with this this thing saying that he had nothing to do with this, these vaccines going to this rich community where they gave him a lot of money. He gave the vaccines to the counties and the local hospital systems, and they made the decisions. So this is DeSantis talking about how he's not worried about the income bracket, just about the age bracket. This was yesterday responding to the fake news in the Miami Herald, cut 24.
My view is if you're 65 and up, I'm not worried about your income bracket. I'm worried about your age bracket, because it's the age, not the income, that shows the risk. And so if they were able to go in a community that is heavily senior and vaccinate people, that's very, very good. But for that article to suggest that somehow that was one of our sites, that's just factually wrong.
Yeah. So, and John's right, too. I mean, it's easy to get a vaccination down here. Everybody in my building, and I live in a big building in Palm Beach, everybody wants a vaccination, has gotten a vaccination, 100%. The superintendent of the building told me that this morning. And I got mine, I've told you this, I don't mean to rub it in. I'm sorry if you think I'm bragging. But I got a call from my doctor, an email from my doctor saying, I got the vaccines. If you want to come down, just make an appointment. I had an appointment within 5 minutes, and I've gotten both of my shots. There was no problem. It's not like you don't have to live like Massachusetts. You don't have to live in East Germany. There's no Berlin Wall that's keeping you there. You can get out. 844-500-4242. Cut 26, Ron DeSantis.
It was a really, really poorly executed hit piece. And what they're trying to do, they're trying to concoct, manufacture a narrative, but they don't have the facts to back it up. And that's a perfect example of that. So it was a major failure. And, we're happy that the hospitals were doing that. But again, that wasn't one of our sites.
Other than that, it was a great story. I've been on Balance 7 for 2 weeks now, and I cannot believe my energy. I've been feeling so good that some days I go for 3 bike rides. That's on the weekends. Now you ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You'll feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time and that slow you down. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference almost instantaneously. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order any of the 1 month supply and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's balance7.com. Balance7.com. Code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Texas Johnny says, I'm wrong in encouraging the people from Massachusetts to come south. They can stay in Massachusetts and the rest of the left-wing states. All of our problems are from leftists coming here, Howie. I agreed up to a point there. Texas is full and too hot. Stay put. Texas Johnny. 844-500-4242-508. So beautiful people like you get the vaccine first, former fat boy. I'm telling you, you just heard from John how easy dare it you? Was for his wife to get a vaccine. And I'm telling you how easy it was for me to get a vaccine. I'm telling you 100% of the people in my building that wanted to get a vaccine now have a vaccine. There is no need for the rampant incompetence, the gross, utter incompetence of Charlie Parker's public health department. They've gone from being utterly corrupt to utterly incompetent. And all he can do is blame it on the feds. Oh, we don't have enough vaccines, so I'm going to let a couple million more people sign up so they can see the octopus. There's no more octopus. Now it's the Indian on the state seal that comes up when they run out of slots. But again, people are getting the vaccine not just in Florida but in other states because not every state government is as incompetent and corrupt as Massachusetts. Even Connecticut is doing a better job. How does that make you feel, Massachusetts? Connecticut, the nutmeg state. People are usually fleeing Connecticut at a much higher rate than they are fleeing Massachusetts for obvious reasons, the high taxes being among them. But now Connecticut is getting the job done on a fairly competent basis. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Howie, I want to visit this immigration fiasco. I've been thinking of all the hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend annually, semi-annually, every 4 years, whatever, to hire these morons to send them into Washington. Nobody's come up with the idea that when we give somebody, some country foreign aid, that we send a representative, which is a general accounting. And every dime has to be accounted for.
Frank, we had that under Trump. You know, Trump had the thing under control. I mean, it took him a while to figure out how to do it, but he set up this Remain in Mexico program. He said you have to observe international law. You just can't ship them up here to go on welfare. He said if you don't hold them in their own countries where they belong, we're not going to give you any more foreign aid. They ended all of those programs overnight, Frank. It was working.
Did they send an inspector general down with every single dollar? If we give
Trump had to do was say, if you don't get this thing under control, you're not getting any more money from the United States of America. Guess what, Frank? It was under control like that. That's all. What they used to say in Vietnam, you grab them by the cojones, the stones, and their hearts and minds will follow. That's what Trump was doing. He was grabbing them by their wallets, and they were getting it done. And it's the same thing with Iran. Iran wasn't bombing Americans in Iraq because they knew there was going to be payback, was going to be a real bitch. Now Biden is sucking up to the Iranians. Guess what's happening? The Iranian proxy militias in Syria are killing Americans again. Isn't this great? I hope all you Biden voters, the ones of you who are alive, are happy. How we